Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Officials in Hendersonville say they have now identified most of the unmarked graves they need to move to expand a road there. City Manager Bo Ferguson said yesterday Hendersonville has identified 7 out of 8 confirmed burials in a part of the Oakdale Cemetery where the unmarked graves were found recently. The city announced the find of the graves last month and launched an intensive effort to learn the names of those buried in the unmarked graves, and they got a lot of help from folks in the community. Now the city can move forward in relocating the graves and getting started on the widening of a highway. The city of Hendersonville has completed the time required by the state to identify those who are buried there, but they still welcome information as to the identity of that 8th person. If you have any information, you can still call Amy Knight at 697-3000. Next month, children who are ready to start kindergarten will be invited to visit the school they will attend this fall. All local elementary schools will be holding a kindergarten orientation on April the 8th. Transylvania County School Superintendent Dr. Jeff McDerra says it's a good time for parents and students to get to know the schools.
We're going to be doing opening houses. We have great kindergarten programs at all 4 of our schools. We encourage parents to visit those. We have a couple of billboards up detailing some information. Certainly our website has a lot of information about that. And we feel like once they come in and visit and see what we have to offer, they're going to be excited about what their kindergartner is going to have in front of them.
McDerra says parents can start getting some of the things they'll need to get registered together now. Parents will need an official copy of the child's birth certificate and their social security number, plus proof of residency in this county. That can be a utility bill with your physical address, but not a P.O. box number. And McDerra says they'll need one more thing.
Need to have your immunizations up to date. That's very important, not just so much for our record keeping, but for their health and safety. So we do ask parents to try to get that as soon as possible. And go ahead and try to make those appointments now to get that taken care of instead of waiting to the last minute. There's always a rush with some people, and we don't want them to have to get caught up in that rush.
Students must be 5 years old by August 31st to start kindergarten, and 4 by August 31st for more at 4. On April 6th, the choirs from Rosman Middle, Rosman High, Brevard Middle, Brevard High, Pisgah Forest Elementary, and Brevard Elementary Schools will join together at Brevard High School for the 2010 All-County Chorus. The groups will be under the direction of guest artist David Kirby. He's associate professor of music at Pfeiffer University in Meisenheimer, North Carolina. Over 200 Transylvania County students will participate this year. It's the 7th annual All-County Chorus. The concert will be open to the public on April 6th at 7 o'clock at Brevard High School Auditorium. In sports, Brevard College has a baseball game this afternoon at 2 o'clock as they host Wingate. On Saturday, the women's soccer team plays a tournament, and the women's tennis team will host Converse at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And tomorrow afternoon, there's a doubleheader baseball game with Wingate starting at noon on Gilcone Field. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.